You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening.
Letting the body bend and shuffle and snuggle itself into being one with the ground and the air and the world. Like a wild creature. Breathing the world in and out. And breathing the inner world out and in. Participating, weaving. Life's precious body. Magnificent as any tree. Living only as a guest of so many creatures inside and outside of the body. Welcome in and in and in. With as much as possible of that feeling that for some people comes when there's the sense no one is watching, no one can see me. That out-breath, unknitting. Noticing that the sense of being watched is an inner mechanism. And we could maybe locate it and feel it very briefly, and then maybe not feel it. Or feel it as just one more thing, another bird song. Another tree branch, another shape. The jail of the feeling of being watched as if from outside, or the feeling that as if from outside, I will finally get fulfilled. I'll get the juicy livingness. The love, the resonance, acknowledgement, enoughness. Just feeling that jail or that treadmill in the physical sensations, if possible. And then noticing that that's not all that's happening. The breeziness of the breath. The wide mind, wide body, wide world. Warm and close body sensations. And maybe just briefly, if it's not too much taking over, feeling what happens in the moments, the many moments that there's the sense of as if being watched from outside, trying to measure up. Or trying to get that acknowledgement or those eyes. That love. Feeling that whole mechanism of not enoughness. And maybe laughing inside. The cycle of addiction. Just one of the things happening. One of the ways life is moving. Maybe feeling the back of the body, the ground, that satellite dish of the wide mind, wide body, softening, one with the ground, one with the air, one with yourself. And there's one small corner that's a cycle that is addicted to feeling not enough. That's all. And meanwhile, the body and its roots the gift of life energy in each moment pouring through generously given for no reason, not because you deserve or don't, without going anywhere or changing in any way your situation, the situation. Playing with that very tiny, subtle shift. Feeling not enoughness. And then, as if no one is watching. as if no one has the elixir that you need. Even the disappointment of that, no one has the elixir that you need. The subtle shift, no one is watching. No one's in your business. Allowed to be yourself, and getting into the flow where you realize you are being yourself, whether you notice it or not. Without knowing what being myself is. It's a little bit like if playing jump rope, the ropes are going round and round and you slip in to the rhythm. That's already happening. Receptivity to all the life generously given. And just playing with the moments where maybe you hear a sound. And there's hearing the sound through the veil of distance as something other, something else. And then no one's watching. No elixir out there. The same bird song. Your bird song, as if it's just your hair is that wide, spread out. Your mind is that wide, spread out. Feeling for enoughness. Deep okayness underneath the surface, rough waves. The busy paddling. Let it all go on. But as if settling down onto the ocean floor, though the waves are choppy up there. Though the currents of addiction, the cycles are strong, seemingly unending. The body on the ground, a pancake. Spreading a bit wide, wider. Heavier. And heavier is also opening. More. Not with muscle, it's just a happening. Just an acknowledging that letting the body be heavy, have its heaviness. Letting what's heavy be heavy. thoughts, emotions, body, heaviness. Comes to the ground, comes down by itself. And that is an opening. Fountain of youth. And sometimes just that is enough. Containment. And space, just being heavy and feeling how that starts to be an opening, deepening into the ground, opening to the sky. And sometimes with the opening, some kind of sense of a wide but containment. Not at all suffocating, but here. Reassurance or remembering, resonance, a transparent kind of round. Presence. Very subtle. And other times we're more awake. The energy is not quite as settled. And we may need something to focus on. To release a bit out of the habit energies. So maybe just the lower belly. Way down on the ocean floor. As part of the sand, feeling itself gradually, just gently pulling into a little mound of sand, pulling together, gathering into itself, gathering inward into itself. Just belonging. To itself. The lower belly, just feeling itself. Or whatever works for you, the breath feeling itself. Deep fish, feeling itself. Allowing to unwind itself. Naturally. Natural process. Just as it has been natural to contract and get wound up, it's also a natural process, unwinding. Just in ground that is an opening, with some containment and space, like a kind of sense of a snug, yet transparent, round presence. and maybe the lower belly or the feet. Or maybe just so simply riding the breath, allowing the waves of the breath movements throughout the body. Whatever is so simple. And from time to time, maybe sinking low into a feeling, sometimes through the connection with the lower belly or the ground or the feet, a sense of deep okayness underground there at the bottom of the ocean floor here. Not okayness because we got something right before that, during that, after that, despite it all. Some ground or smile way down, deep. Intrinsic center of gravity. Worth living and staying true to. Being or becoming available to its subtle gravity. Anyone would like to say anything? And what do you find when you do? What do you find so far in your experience? Yeah, this might not be a comfortable meditation posture. So it could be worth trying outside the hall. And even 1 minute is worth a try, but 20 minutes is a good amount of time as a minimum to get to be able to get the feeling, the feedback of what's happening. but it is also that it's partly the discovery of how every little, there's an influence with every little bit of the posture. And so maybe this is more appropriate for you in terms of Jinshin also. Not only that, just logistically, it's sort of the physics of it land better. And sometime you might find yourself, this finger. I wonder why. Also, sometimes you might just kind of notice yourself doing Jinshin. We can look around the room and see all the different kinds of Jinshin that everyone is doing. And that helps to discover then that, oh, this is Jinshin. This is Jinshin. This is Jinshin. This is lots of Jinshin here. So, but if instead of like, what does the Jinshin Jutsu explanation tell us? If it's more that to encourage, to notice that if my hand faces up or down, if my hand is even near the arch of my foot or my inner ankle or my big toe, I find my, So also, especially if you notice that you tend to like, kind of unconsciously attack something, then maybe holding that is, it can be hard, surprisingly hard to just stay with just holding it. But yes, not a painful challenge, usually. you might start to get the feeling then of this is different from this. So people sometimes say, does it matter if I do the left side or the right side? We can say, yes, it's different, and both are good.
It's really about very precisely noticing every bit of the posture.
Precisely in the way that you can with all of your experience. So someone who's new and hears precisely, then it's like, uptightness could come in. But yeah, for you, yes. Allowing the precision of the awareness to come through, to come across, and then to feed into the organic, the intuitive, like, okay. And that starts to open up that turn, that inside out thing of the same thing is so it can be like the cat. Finding the posture. Instead of so the you know, our orientation towards rules that would come down upon us and look down upon us and so on. Always be watching and everything. And then the pain and also the courage to ignore that. So coming off the grid. And then noticing that it's not just blank, abstract world. That there's something that arises organically in the moment that for you, this is from our thinking mind, this is my best guess. Giving my body the leeway to find it more if possible. Or if I'm a bit more freaked out, I might need to think it through. Okay, usually I push myself too hard. What if I soften? Or usually I give up too soon. What if I stay? Or whatever. And then the feeling of the unveiling and the unwinding, you know, that you already know, but then it's like, oh, that starts to be more and more, oh, okay. So in Jinshin, they talk about the wider harmony, finding the wider harmony. So where there's the contraction or the feeling not enoughness, and then it's like, oh, that's within enoughness. Small mind within big mind. And so Jin is human being, Shin is heart, spirit, or God. Jutsu is like tricks. And so what it means is whatever works. To really acknowledge and live like body, heart, mind, spirit, that impossible weaving, whatever helps. And it also is like taking on a bit of that trickiness. Instead of always being tricked again, we say, oh, again, how can this addiction be taking me again? But then getting trickier, like, oh, laughing at it. How funny that that little self thought it would be powerful enough to, you know, just grab the lion. And that would even be a good idea. So it's natural, and it's just a part of recovering some more of the tools that are already naturally available, having permission to notice the influence of everything. And so there's two little bit different suggestions in Jinshin to give a flavor a little bit. And one is just where there is a smile and not because of something, not I like the tree so I smile, or whatever, all those kinds of smiles, I want you to like me so I smile, or whatever. like the down dog, like me smile. It's so from it's not even really a smile in the way that we think, but just something that rises and happens to sometimes reach the face and lift the edges of the mouth, which is simultaneously a change of alkalinity, acidity in the body. And so it's not like a trying to, but we often repress that smile accidentally. Ignore, deny, repress, since it's something beyond me and my story of me. So that's one way of practicing Jinshin, is letting that just rise up. And another is that, like, even just the head slightly down, so they call it this like tiny bow, small bow, or a bow with the hands. And so if the first day I would have told you to do that, it would have felt like such a different kind of thing. But just, especially with Caroline's yoga, like the feeling that the hands just might find each other, and just without any religion whatsoever, the body in its own kind of organic kind of meaning, but not that this means that I bow to something. There's not anybody, there's just hands together in this position, resonates with a particular quality that sometimes is good medicine. It sometimes is part of the unwinding to what had been seeming a problem to help find a wider harmony. So where we thought it was a piece of dust in our eye or whatever, and it actually kind of helped me go, oh wait, there's wider harmony that I wouldn't have found. And it's so with that, the metaphor of the queen from yesterday and also from the poem, the palace and all, and that what would be wholesome having and what is wholesome belongings. So kind of where this is not humiliating. There is humbleness, but it's also only what we think of as a queen could have that sort of humbleness. And really that then the archetype, there starts to be like a we really can, it's like clearing the throat, that whatever part of the queen archetype that has to do with domination that I have and you don't, that one has it all and no one else has, that one has it all and no one else has, like that part of that dignity we just can just sort of, it doesn't fit anymore, if ever it did. And that's so challenging.
Is that about specialness that you talked about?
Also, yeah. It's about everything, but yes, that's a good way to put it. So there's like, if it's about specialness that I was talking about yesterday, so then, I'll just say one more part is, there could be the language of specialness in a wholesome way. Like there can be that feeling special as part of healing from having never been seen and having not felt comfortable in one's uniqueness and one's glory. And that's exactly like that. We can't call it queen anymore in that case. Well, what I was saying about that ripening into the wholeness that's open-ended. So your specialness, like your sparkling glory in your uniqueness and being seen, which is also your willingness to be seen, which is not just something that we can flip a switch. It's a huge growth where there's enough feeling safety for the veils to drop that then we realize So it just not to be one-sided. It's so easy that we fall into the one-sided as a little escape from having to find the courage where the same word, special, is medicine. But that's totally different kind of special where it's my wholeness doesn't take away your wholeness. It's a wholeness that really recognizes and meets and resonates with and finds the wider harmony where we're both in, right? So it's like this and this and this. And then so the assumption that there has to be difference in this way that someone has to have the poverty, where is the poverty gonna land? Instead of like the wholeness that actually just gives forth wholeness. wholeness, 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 and acknowledges and loves that kind of diversity, difference. So the phrase, not two, not one, not two, not one.